I was turkey hunting with my dad. We were walking up one of the main roads, a gravel road it is, kind of like a dirt road. And we were just walking up it, and we were looking kind of for most likely grouse. And I saw this really, really big fat squirrel walk across. And it was really, really big. And I saw it and I smiled, and my dad said, "You can shoot it if you want, but you have to eat it." I was like, okay. So it would have been my first time eating a squirrel, because I've seen my brother shoot squirrels, but I never ate one. I never always made them eat one. And my dad was like, "If you shoot it, you gotta eat it." So I put the scope right on it, and I shot, and it went right down. So I kind of felt like a sense of pride shooting it, but he made me eat it in the end. It wasn't that bad.
All of us know what it's like to wander around city streets. The paved sidewalks, the lights, traffic, and stores. But what if we're all of a sudden forced into the wilderness? How would we survive? What would it be like to not have any lights to show the way, or any sidewalks to help us get there without so much trouble? Would we be able to take the quiet? Would we be able to find our own food without the aid of markets? None of this would be hard to do in theory, but in reality, it takes practice. Crossing a boundary takes more than I think I can. It takes an I know I can, and I already have. This is Sabrina Stone McDonald with the theme of crossing the boundary from city life to wilderness.
Well, when I'm in the city, I'm like a normal teenager. You know, I like hanging out with my friends, you know, going to school, baseball games. I play softball. So it's basically what normal teenagers do. But when I'm up there, it's kind of like all about hunting. And it's always like, talking about different hunting stories my dad would tell us about. And it's just pinpointed on hunting when I'm up there. When you're in the country with my family, it's always hunting. Well, when I'm in the city, I usually wear like tights and usually for the most part jeans. And I wear like a lot of like girly colors, like purple and pink is like my favorite color. So I'm always wearing like cute shirts that are really girly. But when I'm in the country and up the mountains is what we call it. I usually wear just plain t-shirts, like black or would be a plain blue. And I would just wear sweatpants because it's more comfortable. And I usually just wear sneakers, not anything all cute and girly. Well, being in the city is definitely really different than being in the country. So basically one of the things that I really like is a really good adaptation tool that my dad uses is that we talk about hunting like nonstop, especially like in the beginning of the week and we're gonna go at the end. It's all hunting stories and all about getting your gun ready and all your equipment ready. So you're getting all your equipment ready and I feel like a little more of a boy getting all my equipment ready because I kind of look like a boy in my hunting uniform. So as I know kind of what's going to go on and I know how to hunt and it's like a pump up moment and it gets you really, really pumped and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to go kill an animal when you're putting your gun in the case and you're like, in a few hours, I'm going to be hunting. And I just get really, really pumped talking about hunting and seeing everything like antlers and stuff. It just gets me really pumped. So hunting is really, really important to me because it's such a stress reliever for me, especially being in the city and like with school and all. It's just when you go up there, it just seems like you can let everything out while you're hunting. And you feel so much more calm, even though it gives you an adrenaline rush. It feels just like you're just wishing away all your stress. And it feels really, really, really good. Being in the country, I feel so relieved. It feels so natural with the trees and being around all wooded areas. It feels so natural. And especially when there's like a small breeze, there's always a breeze. You just feel so calm and it's so soothing being in the woods. And also, it's so beautiful out there. It's like natural beauty. The city, you don't get that because there's buildings everywhere. In there, it's just woods and natural beauty and flowers and all different types of animals. And it's just so beautiful. Out there, especially at night, you can see so many stars, and that's so different from the city. In the city, you can barely see any. You might see two. But being in the country, it's so different with the stars. You see so many. It's unreal. There's millions of them out there. And they're so visible if you're standing in the middle of the woods, and it looks amazing. Well, when you go to the market, usually the food's not actually fresh, like right off the animal. And when you hunt, it just tastes more fresh, and it just kind of tastes more lively. Market food tastes a lot more bland, but with fresh meat that you cook, it tastes a lot more fresh and it tastes more just delicious and it's more tender and juicy than the meat that you buy at the shop or Pathmark. But some of the meats kind of are similar in tasting. Like, squirrel kind of tastes like chicken, and bear meat kind of does taste like beef, but it tastes more tender and more juicy.
When I was in the service, and been in there several times after that, from the desert to the mountains to being in just a basic, you know, forest or you know, training in with trees and everything. We had to bring our own water supplies, toilet paper, extra clothes and things like that that you would need for, you know, to be out in the wild or the wilderness to make sure you're safe. We also had to boil our own water to be able to bathe ourselves, to shave, or, you know, if we wanted something hot for our coffee or tea or something, we had to make sure our own water was boiled. I came across things from like Eastern Diamondback rattlesnakes to Western Diamondback rattlesnakes to Sidewinders to coyotes, black snakes, basically anything that you see out in the wilderness, I came across. The noise was peaceful, you know, you had your normal, depending on time of year, you know, your normal animal life making their noise at night for the animals that were out at night. But it wasn't nothing that was scary. It was more or less like, you know, a lot of times I heard a lot of crickets, so it'll put you to sleep. Well, the desert was different because normally you had no shade to cover you if it's beaming hot. If it's 110 degrees out, you're going to feel like you don't have nothing to cover you compared to if you're in a forest. You know, under trees, you know, it's even 100 degrees out, you have something you can sit under that's actually covered, you're covering, getting cover from. Well, in the desert, there's a lot of times you were in hot heat. You mainly wore a lot of short sleeve shirts. You weren't really you didn't really have too much clothing on compared to if you're in the forest. You're going to, at all times, regardless of what the temperature was, you're keeping yourself you know, fully dressed, sleeves down, to prevent yourself from getting any type of mosquito bites, fleas, ticks, you know, things of that nature. Well, it didn't really differ too much. I mean, there's during while I was in the service, you would only have two hot meals a day while you were out in the field. You know, your third meal, which was usually your lunch meal, if you ate that, was what they call MRE, or meals ready to eat. So it wasn't too much that different from a diet. I mean, you could eat as much as you wanted, drink as much as you want, but it was up to you to keep your weight at a specific weight, and to watch your weight while you're out in the field, and, you know, mainly keep yourself hydrated at all times during the weather.
We may all think our city streets are beautiful, but that we know how to take care of ourselves. But when it comes to actually surviving in a place that doesn't have all the resources we may need, our city life falls short. Most of us don't know what it's like to breathe in air that isn't entirely polluted by cars and industrial work. And most of us do not know how to appreciate natural beauty. Some of us may even be afraid of it. But maybe we all need to take a step back into wildlife to appreciate the things that are originally put here, and not just things that are man-made. Maybe we all need to get in touch with our natural side.